Let's talk about census response rates. And I'd like to cover, if we can, both Indianapolis and Indiana as a whole, if that's possible. But it looks like there are some parts of Indianapolis where the census response rate is not great.
Yeah, so currently the city of Indianapolis has a 60.7% response rate, and Indiana has a response rate of 66.4%. So we are right now making a push to encourage and to educate, to make certain that everyone understands the importance of a complete and accurate census. Of course, we know the census determines how 435 members of the U.S. House of Representatives will be apportioned. But more importantly, it brings funding to our communities. Federal funding is distributed annually based on census data, over $675 billion for things like city planning for roads, emergency services, Pell grants for funding for health care, Medicaid, children's health insurance. So the census is critically important that we get a complete and accurate count. And yes, our message today is the census is now. You can be counted online, by phone, or by mail.
You know, certainly several ways to get it done. When you talk about the census response rates, 60% in Indy, 66% for Indiana, let's put that in context a little bit. What is the national average for response rate right now?
Right now, national response rate is around 62%.
Okay, so we're sitting right there at the average.
Yes, you are.
Okay, but of course, we're getting to the point where we need to get this done. So, I mean, what can be done to encourage people? Because I'm looking at a tweet from Congressman Andre Carson here in the 7th District in the city of Indianapolis saying that, you know, some places in his district are not responding as well as he would hope. And maybe some of the data shows corresponds to that and says that, people who are responding sometimes are in the suburbs, more than they are in the city.
So, yes, we are looking at the data and what we're doing in order to help improve the response rates in those areas. We're reaching out to the partners. So for the last 2 years, we've worked very intimately with Congressman Carson's office, with the mayor of Indianapolis, with the governor. We've worked very intimately with them, but we're now doing more in terms of our virtual outreach. In the midst of COVID-19, of course, we've had to scale back, reevaluate, and make certain that we were performing in a very safe environment, both for our staff and for the general public. So in order for us to help in those communities, we're going to start what we call our mobile questionnaire assistance operation, which in effect started on Monday. And so what that entails is us going and working with partners to identify areas where individuals are and to encourage them and assist them with responding to the census. So we have what we call a mobile questionnaire assistant representative, an individual that will go into these low responding areas, into open public places where we have the lowest response rate, and to assist them answer their questions. These are places like food banks, laundromats, unemployment offices, where we're having back to school drives, any place that we can safely go and encourage in those low responding areas, we are doing that now. So that's how we're trying to assist with our partners and our trusted voices to get the message out that you can be counted and you can be counted now, and how important the census is to everyone. Children are important. Seniors are important. And so in our low responding areas, we are engaging and connecting both virtually and in person in those communities to help facilitate them completing the census.
I'm glad you mentioned COVID-19 and talking about, you know, some in-person visits, because I think that's one thing, one piece of information that's gone out before, you know, is that, you know, if you don't answer the census, you might end up getting a visit from someone. Is that still a possibility that there will be another round of door-to-doors beyond the virtual outreach to talk to individual people who have not answered?
Yes, that's an operation that we are currently planning to start later in July through October 31, with our target state date across the country is August 11th. So what you are responding to is what we call non-response follow-up. That is where we knock on the door. The census is a complete and accurate count of everyone. And so it is important that those that have not responded online, by phone or by mail, we will hire and train census enumerators to go door to door to safely collect that data. And we're in the midst of that as we speak. They will be required to have PPE. We had a virtual training provided to them on how to interview safely in this COVID environment. So, yes, we will begin that operation later in July through October 31 to conduct what we consider our door knocking, non-response follow-up.
Does it look like the census data will still be able to be compiled by spring?
So that's our plan. That's our schedule. So we are very hopeful that we will be able to complete the non-response follow-up operation by October 31, which is our target date. So the message that we need to make certain that is heard across this nation, specifically in Indiana and Indianapolis, is that the census is now. You can respond. And if you respond online, by phone or by mail, then we won't have to knock on your door. So we encourage everyone to respond. And the importance of the census for each of us will be very impactful over the next 10 years. This is our opportunity for our voices to be heard in our community, so we can help our community by participating in the census.
Well, you guys have a heck of a job to do, and, you know, we want to wish you the best of luck for the sake of the whole country. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.